Hello everyone, Michael Kerr here with another episode of Humor at Work. So I want to remind us again of the importance of putting humor to work for more success. Every week I come across studies that reinforce the notion that we need to embrace humor in the workplace and take it seriously. Well, okay, not too seriously, because that sort of defeats the whole point, but we do need to remind ourselves, I think, that there is a growing body of evidence that humor in business, humor in our workplaces, has a substantial role to play. So more studies along that line. Several studies, for example, have found that people with a good, healthy sense of humor have greater influence over people in group decision-making scenarios. An Ipsos study found a statistically significant correlation between a manager's sense of humor and their employee's willingness to remain with an organization. So if you're worried about employee retention, this is important. Employees in the survey were found to be more likely to remain in their job for another year if their boss had a good sense of humor. A Robert Half International survey found that 65% of employees said it was very important that managers have a healthy sense of humor. A Career Builder survey found that when employers were being asked to choose between two equal candidates, the number one factor that would break that tie, all things being equal, would be the candidate with the better sense of humor. That's who would land the job. And finally, a 2011 study reported in the International Journal for Humor Research found that the office joker, quote unquote, plays an important role in improving office morale, unifying teams, and speaking uncomfortable truths to power. So given that we're up to at least, as I say, 147 awesome reasons to embrace humor at work, or at least not be so darn frightened of it, what is your workplace doing to create an environment that allows people to bring their natural, authentic humor beings into work each and every day? And just as important, what is your workplace doing that might be inadvertently stamping out any spirit of fun? So my fun at work tip for this week, if you've seen the movie The Internship with Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn, you may recall the use of the term googliness as these two crazy guys take on an internship at the famous company Google. And the term googliness in the movie is used to describe that hard-to-pin-down quality that Google recruits are looking for when hiring new employees. Well, the real-life version of Google actually uses this term as well as a fun shorthand way to describe the virtues of an ideal Google employee. And they've got more terms. Their California headquarters is known as the Googleplex. Employees are known as Googlers. New employees are Nooglers. Now, creating your own internal fun lingo, and emphasis on fun here, folks. I'm not talking about soul-sucking jargon that we hear so much of in business and government these days, but internal fun lingo that riffs off your organization's name or key terms is a fantastic way to add a bit of fun while strengthening your identity and hence your culture. You can include the terms in your employee handbooks and even create a mini dictionary or a fun training video on how to correctly use your own unique terms. And the quote of the week from Hal Rosenbluth, the CEO of Rosenbluth International Travel: it's almost inhumane if companies create an environment where people can't naturally have fun. I know our company is doing well when I hear people laughing. That enjoyment translates into performance. Hal, I could not have said it better myself, which is why I had you say it, I guess. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, we're coming up to October here as I record this podcast, so I've listed on the old website www.humoratwork.com all the wacky theme days to celebrate in your workplace this October. Some of my favorites include October 4th, which is Improve Your Office Day, and World Smile Day. October 10th is Bring Your Teddy Bear to Work Day. October 12th, International Moment of Frustration Scream Day. October 14th, Be Bald and Free Day. October 16th, Bosses Day. October 17th, Wear Something Gaudy Day. Wear something gaudy. October 27th, Cranky Coworkers Day. That sounds like fun. October 30th, Haunted Refrigerator Day. And October 31st, Increase Your Psychic Powers Day. But then you probably already knew that.